You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Okay, joining me now for a couple of minutes, he has stepped out of a meeting, so I'm going to get straight to the questions with him, is Lebogang Mahile. Mr. Mahile, of course, as you know, is our MEC here in Gauteng, responsible for cooperative governance and traditional affairs. MEC, busy day for everyone. Thank you so much for giving us 2 or 3 minutes of your time on the Eusebius Makhiza Show. I really, really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Let's get straight into it, because we don't have time to dither on these issues, and you must get back to your meeting. First question I wanted to understand, MEC, is factually, what is the position regarding the city of Tshwane? Does it have a government?
No, they don't. as from today, because, as you know, after the decision we took as a provincial government, the Minister of COGTA has given us concurrence, and yesterday the National Council of Provinces has also given us concurrence, meaning in terms of the constitution, there is no longer a government in the city.
Okay, so that clarity is very important, but then that leads to an obvious follow-up question. What needs to happen now from a practical point of view, MEC, for a set of people to be able to run the city? Who must do it?
We will be appointing an administrator. That administrator will be assisted by a team of experts, and they will work with the senior managers who are in the city already. Because we had taken a decision to work 2 weeks back, we obviously started preparing for the assumption of responsibility by the administrator. So what we did was to meet with the senior management of the city, just to understand the status quo in the municipality, and look at the resources at the disposal of the municipality, and look at the plans that they had, and adjusted those plans. We subsequently had a meeting of senior managers in the city with the senior managers in the province for 2 days, planning and strategizing for a 90-day plan of action to deal with service delivery. So we will be unveiling that plan, I think, this weekend or by Monday, so that the citizens of the city must know what is it that's going to happen.
Okay, so just...
Including on how the city must deal with coronavirus.
Okay, that's fantastic, MEC, because you're getting to exactly my third last question. But just for clarity on your last answer, that interim structure that needs to be in place, manpower that can take decisions, you are saying in terms of a timeline, latest Monday, that will be the case?
Yes, no, in fact, today we will be appointing that administrator and the team, but we'll make a public pronouncement in terms of who is that administrator and the people who are going to help him or her.
Okay.
Because we want to give citizens comfort that we bring in competent people who will not derail progress.
Last question. COVID-19, you've just flagged at the end of the last answer. Can we just talk about it explicitly for a minute? How is COVID-19 going to be dealt with in the absence of administration? The one thing we've learned from China and Italy is that speed is of the essence. Even 24 hours starting too late can lead, on some data analyses, up to a 40% higher than was necessary transmission. So speed is absolutely crucial. We heard the executive mayor of Joburg yesterday, for example, giving detailed mayoral agreements about what must happen here in Jozi that is now to be enforced. In the absence of a government in Tshwane, that means Tshwane is going to lag behind minimum 72 hours behind Johannesburg. Given the pandemic, even a 3-day delay is gigantic.
Well, it's unfortunate, because when the decision was taken, we didn't anticipate this, and but we have to deal with it. The first thing is that we all know that there's a comprehensive measures that have been put in place by national government. So everybody else, provinces and municipalities, must first and foremost embrace what the national government has done. And if they want to put additional measures, they would, they can, like in other cities have done. So we can't necessarily say there are no measures. It's one. The measures that have been put and announced by the president in the national government, they apply to everybody, including Ntswane. So the first thing is that the senior managers must ensure that it's enforced. The head of emergency services in Ntswane, head of Metro Police are still there and they are working. They must ensure that that is enforced. Health workers are there. So they must all and they will observe the protocols and the instructions that have been given by the president and the national government.
I hear you, Yar. On a parting shot, MEC, my apologies for interrupting. I'm only doing it for your sake in terms of the meeting you've stepped out of.
Okay.
But on a parting shot, I guess the point I was trying to make is, given precisely cooperative governance, some functions are concurrent functions across spheres of government.
Yes.
Some are local competencies. I had a discussion with the executive mayor of Johannesburg yesterday, for example, about local municipality exclusive competencies, decisions around the Johannesburg Zoo, theatres, how the JMPD can police the enforcement of the sale of liquor after 6 o'clock, for example. At that level, the provincial and national resources, while important, must be supplemented by local government resources. But if you don't have a manager in place, if you don't have a mayor, if you don't have a structure in place, then it means that the residents of Tswane listening to me right now are not going to have maximum opportunity to have at a local level the maximum amount of local resources being unleashed because the political leadership is not in place.
No, not quite. And I was getting to that point. In fact, we already asked because there is management. The thing is, there's no mayor and there's no city manager, but you have executive directors, divisional managers. I mean, it is big. So it's not just one by two people. So those that are there have been asked to prepare a response plan, and they have done it. They have presented to us. The administrator is assuming responsibility today and is going to make sure that the plan is implemented.
Fantastic.
With special emphasis on the municipal-specific responsibility. So there is no vacuum.
Okay, we're gonna keep tabs on that. MEC, as always, thank you so much for coming to inform us. The flow of information is very important because this thing moves quickly. Thanks for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's MEC of Coktaye and Gauteng, Lebogang Mahele. I agree with him in part. Sure, there's more to the leadership than a manager and a mayor, but we also need to be very clear about the executive powers that reside in those positions and also the political battles that we've seen between the main parties. We cannot pretend, given that we do not have perfect wedges in South Africa between political leadership and administrative and civil service leadership, that political leadership vacuums or squabbles do impact administration, particularly at the coalface of local government. I'm glad that he has committed at the latest by Monday that this structure will be in place, but every second counts. The clock is ticking.